This is going to take us right up to the end of the show, so I got to talk over it a little bit here. In the background, Pact, P-A-K-T, with the great Percy Jones on fretless bass. A track called The Storm from a live album called Live Montreal / Toronto. Thanks for listening, folks. Always a pleasure playing music for you. Thanks, as always, to everyone on the chat board, gabbing it up. Have a great week. See you next time. Hope you all had a good 420, however you chose to celebrate it. And see you next week. Amanda's next. You are listening, needless to say, you're tuned to listener-supported WFMU in East Orange, WMFU in Mount Hope, in New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. See you next time.
Out here in the field. Thank you.
Band two, the initial S followed by a consonant. S P A N I S H. Of course, you know what this word means. The correct pronunciation is Spanish. But how do you pronounce it? Many people whose first language is Spanish tend to say Espanish, and here's why. The word Spanish begins with a consonant S, followed by another consonant P. Now, practically no Spanish words begin with S followed by a consonant. So in Spanish, most words which have S followed by a consonant are usually pronounced starting with an E or S sound, like this, Español. That's why so many Spanish-speaking people tend to say Espanish for Spanish, or Espeak for speak. Because what they are actually doing is pronouncing these English words, Spanish and speak, as if they were Spanish words. Now, let's take a look at some of the words that you may have trouble with. When I pronounce the word, I'll purposely emphasize the S. I'll do this only for the first few words. When you repeat the word after me, do the same. Then I'll pronounce each succeeding word at the normal speed without emphasizing the S. You do the same. There will be a pause after I say each word. This will give you enough time to say the word correctly. Then I'll say the word again so you can check your pronunciation. So actually, you'll hear each word three times. Once when I pronounce it, once when I pause while you pronounce it, and then again when I pronounce it for the second time. We'll be following the same procedure throughout in each lesson. Now we're ready to begin. Skate. Skate. State. State. Stay. Stay. Stick. Small. Small. And now a little faster. Spanish. Spanish. Speak. Speak. Snack. Snack. Spend, spend, stamp, stamp. Now we're ready to try the sentence.
Five, four, zero, six, Good evening, everyone. This is Out Here in the Field on WFMU. My name's Amanda, and I will be bringing you, for the rest of this hour, field recordings, sound effects, some spoken things, and various other pieces of sound that is not classified as music. But, you know, mostly field recordings and sound effects. If you want to narrow it down to two genres of sound, those are the two that you should choose. Right now we are in the aquarium with the bubbler going. It's very relaxing. Or it would be if the neon tetras weren't such bullies. But I think you guys know all about that already. And we just finished listening to a numbers station recorded and compiled on a CD called The Conet Project, which was reissued in 2013, I believe. It originally came out in 1997. And in case you don't know, it included this.
Yankee Hotel Foxtrot. Yankee Hotel Foxtrot.
So yeah, that was where Wilco took that that sample from. We heard a listener submission before that. Our listener submission of the week was from Tom H. in the Santa Ynez Valley in California, who has submitted to the show before. And this time we heard him moving a heavy metal cabinet without wheels. If you would like to have your recorded sound featured on the broadcast, you can email it to me. The email is ohitf@wfmu.org. It stands for Out Here in the Field at wfmu.org, but the entire name would have been too long. So that's the reasoning behind that. We heard some of a record instructing people how to pronounce English, which came out on Folkways in 1974, narrated by Abraham Lass. And that was played along with some fictional 8-bit sounds from fictional handheld games done masterfully by Sound Effects Club. A really great club of sound effects makers in the UK. We started the show this evening with Toan and Something New. The track was called Del 2 and the album is called Solitarium. It's out now on White Label Recs. Thank you so much to Sue Braun for filling in for me last week. It was a wonderful interpretation of this show, and I urge you to listen to the archive of that, which is up if you haven't already heard it. For now, we're going to listen to Parala. This is WFMU.
Big Jim, Steam Whistle, Jacksonville, Florida. Set to go off at 1 o'clock. Let's see how that goes.
Welcome back to Out Here in the Field with Amanda. Coming to you, pre-recorded from the bathtub. Only this part, though. I am live in the studio right now, but I pre-recorded this mic break only from my tub in my home. And I do have a very nice bathtub. Thank you for noticing. Hi, Junior. You want to come up and be with me? Most recently, in that last set of sounds, we heard the Scops Owl from Hungary off of a 1982 album called Sounds of Hungary. Thank you so much, Web Hamster Henry, for sharing that with me. and it's not the only thing that you've shared. And everything has been great. We heard Akira Sano before that with the track Kitchen. That is from a new album called Fading, which is inspired by the artist's grandparents' home being demolished. These were sounds partially collected in the rooms of the home. With music interspersed, of course, as you heard. Before that, Andrew Lyles brought us Ideological Polarization off of A Great Future Behind You, which recently came out, and it includes 5 old tracks and 10 new ones. I haven't heard Andrew Lyles on one of my shows in quite a while, and he's so prolific and he keeps making new music. It's surprising that it's been so long that I've played him, because I really like him. We heard a couple of Factory Whistles before that from the Corning Glassworks factory in Corning, New York, and from a Florida factory, unclear what they were making there, but the whistle is called Big Jim, which I feel is very important to tell you. And we started the set with Perla and Belle B, a field recording track from the new release, A Etude. And now we're gonna listen to some other things, including some ticky-tacky piano and some Korean nighttime ambiance in the city of Seoul. A soulful city indeed. Thanks for listening. This is WFMU.
What we are currently hearing is the sound of the Palisades fire in California. And this is from a new album by Ian Wellman called Particularly Dangerous Situation, which takes sounds from the Eaton fires and the Palisades fires. From 2025. This is the first track of the album, which is just a raw recording. This is out now on the Elevator Bath record label. Before that, we heard Veronica Chirotta with an excerpt of a track called Valparaiso. Oh, just kidding. It's not a raw recording. There's some stuff in it, unless this is going on to the next track, which it might be. Just kidding, I was right. This is now track two, which is called Particularly Dangerous Situation, the title track. Anyway, we heard that excerpt of Valparaiso from Veronica Chirota. Her new album is called Album de Viaje, and it's beautiful. The individual tracks are very long, but that is the one that was excerpted on Bandcamp in exactly that length. We heard some skiing sounds before that. I am going to send that out to Wolfgang as he recovers from knee surgery, if he's listening. The ticky-tacky piano, which I promised you, did come, and it was by Hap O'Hallahan. And I can't think of a better name for someone who plays that kind of piano, can you? And yes, we also heard sounds from the middle of the night in Seoul, Korea, along with that. This is really wonderful, but I was planning to treat you all to a really, really great album. Yes, I said album. I'm about to play an entire album. Luckily, it's only like a couple of minutes long because each track of the ...30 tracks is only a couple seconds. Actually, I'm looking at it, they're like, most of them are 1 second. So this entire album is 30 seconds long, which I think you can handle. And the album is by Norman, and the entire title of the album is When the Horizon Buffered and Declared Itself Almost, a choir of soft errors nested inside the margins of unrendered weather, annotating each breath with parenthetical static, while the architecture of maybe tilted toward a door marked later, until even the silence began to autocorrect its own name. So that is the title of this 30-second album, which will be coming up momentarily here on Out Here in the Field on WFMU. Enjoy.
Meow. Yeah, I know.
Expect no rain, said the weatherman, but it did. I hope it don't fall on me, I said, but it did. Now the sky looked blue, and there's hardly a cloud in the sky.
That was Neil Innes, and we were just listening to Marina and Yako with Wandel off of the album Atlas der Gedanken, probably. It's in Dutch. And came out in 2021. And that is what we are still listening to in the waning seconds of the program. I did a little field recording of a lunch counter in a restaurant in San Francisco. It's just like a small place at the Embarcadero Ferry. And yeah, Weird Seagulls. And we also heard that entire album of just different cats meowing, just one meow each. Hot tip, the next cat event at Monty Hall is going to be on June 20th. It has been decided. So much, much more of that soon on that. Of and on. And you guys are the best. And Daniel Blumen is up next. And this has been Out Here in the Field. And I'm Amanda. And this is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
So good. In cada parte de mí el grillo dejó su voz para que siempre que hablara lo hiciera con su color, para que siempre que hablara lo hiciera con su color. En las laderas y valles se oye esta canción. En las laderas y valles de nuestro corazón. Entre los ríos de sangre y su caudal de calor. Entre los ríos de sangre se oye la tienda de este sol. En cada parte de ti, ciénega, musgo y tritón, corteza del avellano y el diente de león. Corteza del avellano y el diente de león. En cada parte de mí el lirio dejó su flor, para que cuando besara lo hiciera con su olor, para que cuando besara lo hiciera con su olor. En las montañas rocosas se oye esta canción. En las montañas rocosas de nuestro corazón, entre los prados de hierba que cubren nuestro dolor, entre los prados de hierba.